Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt, a podcast about electric vehicles, renewable energy, autonomous driving, and much, much more. My name is Bodie, and I am your host. And on today's episode, we have a lot of EV news, but not very much Tesla news. As a matter of fact, our Tesla news consists of one story that's actually about Tesla and two stories that kind of, well, let's just call them Tesla adjacent. Two Tesla adjacent stories. But fear not, we have additional content. Allison and Steve Sheridan were at CES 2024, and Allison interviewed Joseph Daral. I hope I said that right. I almost certainly didn't. From Ski Wheel, which is SKWEEL. About the world's first electric ski. So we're going to do EV news, we'll do one Tesla story, and then we will move in to the Ski Wheel, which is a very unique idea, and I would like to see this actually work in real life. But before we get to Allison and Daniel, we need to talk about some EV news. And first up, we have a Kia recall. The problem is some of the drive shafts are faulty on 2023 EV6s and 2023-2024 Niros. It's not a large number. It's about 1,243 cars in total. So if you have one of those vehicles in those date ranges, you might want to check to see if your vehicle is affected. Moving on to Polestar. Polestar is lowering the prices of their vehicles for a limited time only, according to their website. The 2024 Polestar 2 rear-wheel drive is now $47,800, which is down from $49,900. So it's a little bit of savings. But the all-wheel drive version drops from $55,300 to $47,800. And this is not a mistake. The all-wheel drive and the rear-wheel drive version of the Polestar 2 right now for the 2024 year is the same price for a limited time. I think it's until the end of March. Now, the rear-wheel drive version gets you a single motor and up to 320 miles range. The all-wheel drive is obviously dual motor, and that will get you 276 mile range. So if you're in the United States, and I think this is only affecting the United States. Sorry, Bart. If you live in a different country and you have similar pricing, let me know and I'll pass it along. But pretty good deal if you're in the market for a Polestar. All right, moving on to Rivian. We have some new battery configurations for the Rivian R1T and R1S. So the R1T now has a standard range battery, or just standard is what they call it. It comes with a 106 kilowatt hour battery pack, which gets you about 270 mile range, they say estimated. The price on that vehicle is $69,900. But if you lease it for 36 months and you get a 12,000 mile limit, and you have excellent credit, you will qualify for a $7,500 lease credit. I don't know if this is IRA or the federal tax credit for EVs or not, or if Rivian's just giving you this $7,500 credit. But you get the $7,500 credit, and then you pay $7,449 at signing, you can lease this vehicle for $554 a month. Now, for the standard range plus, or excuse me, standard plus, not standard range, this isn't Tesla, standard plus, you get a 121 kilowatt hour battery pack, which would get you around estimated 315 mile range. You can also choose between a dual motor and performance variants if you want to, you know, jack your price up on this. The price on this is $73,000, but if you lease it, you get all the same things that we talked about: 36 months, 12,000 miles, $7,500 lease credit, $7,441 due at signing. You can lease it for $596 a month. Now let's move to the R1S. The R1S also has a standard range, or standard, I'm not going to say standard range. They also have a standard battery pack, which is 106 kilowatt hours, which will get you about 270 mile range. Price on this is $74,900. But if you want to lease it, all of the same terms that we talked about for the R1T, 36 months, 12,000 miles, excellent credit, $7,500 lease credit, $7,449 due at signing, that you can do that for $632 a month. And then we have the standard plus R1S, which is 121 kilowatt hour battery pack. Again, with the standard plus, you can choose an optional dual motor or performance variants if you want to spend more money. I didn't put that in there. Same lease criteria, it's $677 a month. There's a little bit more due at signing, but not too bad. If you buy these vehicles, you purchase them, either pay outright or you get a loan on them, they do qualify for the $3,750 federal tax credit. But overall, not too shabby. I prefer not to lease my vehicles because I keep them for a long time. But if I was going to lease, this would be really tempting for me, for sure. Let's move on to Zeekr. Zeekr is headed to Mexico, which is great news. The thing about this is, though, the world of business is weird. So Geely Holding Company owns Geely Auto, which is its own separate thing, and they own Zeekr, which is its own separate thing. Geely Auto signed a purchase agreement with Zeekr to resell Zeekr EVs and aftermarket parts in Mexico until the end of 2026. Here's what Geely Auto had to say. Latin American consumers are clamoring for greener cars at a time when fossil fuel costs are soaring and sustainability is becoming increasingly important. In order to achieve a more environmentally conscious future, Colombia has set a goal to equip more electric vehicles by 2030 or before. Chile has committed to selling only electric vehicles on or before 2035, with the goal of establishing an all-electric public transportation system in the long term. On the other hand, Mexico has set a goal that by 2040 or before, the number of hybrid and electric vehicles will account for 50% of the country's market. And in the long term, it will move towards achieving 100% electrified vehicle market. At the time, major dealers in Latin America have actively increased the promotion and popularization of new energy vehicles. The group believes that Latin America will become a highly valued new energy market in 2024. The Colombian market will bring valuable opportunities for the group to establish a preliminary foothold in the region early. The strategic development plan of introducing Zeekr new energy vehicles will be of great significance, and it will also allow us to accumulate valuable experience and bring key forward-looking advantages for expanding our business to other Latin American countries in the future. So it sounds like Geely Group is getting a, or Geely Auto is getting a foothold in Mexico, and they plan on expanding into Central and South America as well as Mexico, which, you know, I'd be okay if they came here too. Zeekr's a cool looking car. Geely Auto did not specify which Zeekr model would be headed to Mexico, but if I had to guess, it's going to be the Zeekr 001 sedan. If you haven't seen this vehicle, go look it up. It's pretty cool looking. All right, let's move on to our next story, which features LG Chem and General Motors. Those two companies have entered into an $18.6 billion battery agreement. LG Chem will supply 500,000 tons of cathode material over the next 10 years. This should help produce around 5 million EVs, which is great, but I have more news. GM hired Kurt Kelty to serve as vice president of batteries. Well, you might be asking, who is Kurt Kelty? Well, Kurt is a former Tesla exec and a known battery expert. Kelty will be in charge of General Motors' battery cell strategy, which includes researching, developing, and investing in new technology and the use of raw materials. Now, GM isn't the only company that's hiring Tesla alums. Jim Farley, who's also the cousin to Chris Farley, and Ford's CEO mentioned in their Q4 2023 earnings call that Ford has a dedicated Skunkworks team that is working on a new EV platform. And really, the big part of this EV platform, for Ford anyway, is that it's cheaper to build than their current EV platforms. But Alan Clark is in charge of this team. His official title is Executive Director, Advanced EV Development at Ford, which is not sure how that fits on a business card, but I guess it does. Prior to working at Ford, Clark worked at Tesla for 12 years, and his final role at the company was Director of New Programs Engineering. So Tesla alums getting a lot of love from the legacy automakers. Now let's go ahead and move on to our one and only Tesla news story this week. Managers at Tesla were asked whether or not each of their employees' positions were critical, which, you know, that's never a good sign. The managers basically had to make a binary yes or no decision for each employee. This comes from people who are familiar with the matter, so we don't have a lot of details on this. But we do know that some employees' biannual performance reviews were canceled, which is also probably not a good sign if you're one of those employees. Now, this isn't the first, second, or third time that Tesla has done this sort of thing, but it's pretty clear that the company is headed towards some layoffs. Hopefully not. But probably is, it's probably going to happen.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Well, I'm just now realizing that I ended on a sad note. I've promised that I would not end the show on a bummer. So, I apologize about that. I should have put that somewhere else in the lineup. Because that is a bummer. I hate it when people lose their jobs. It's never a good thing. And it's also not a good lead-in to Allison's interview with the good folks at Skwheel, which is Skwheel, which is an electric ski. So let's go ahead and listen to that interview, and maybe it'll cheer you up.
If you like to ski, you know it's really hard to find time to get up to the mountains, or maybe you don't live where it snows. Perhaps you'd like to talk to the people at Skwheel who have something really exciting for the people who like to ski. I'm talking to Joseph Daharel here from Skwheel. What is this product we're looking at here?
Thank you. Yeah, it's the world's first all-terrain electric ski. So it's born from a passion for skiing and engineering expertise. And we spent like the last 5 years to developing a project that redefined the boundaries of mobility.
So this is a video and audio podcast. So I'm going to describe what we're looking at. They look like giant roller skates.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It's two flat platforms with wheels, small wheels at either end, and then a clamp that clamps your foot into it. We've got lights on the front and the back. And you're saying this is an electric ski.
Exactly. I know it's like a world, but we have like a center of gravity very lower than a roller blade. So we have like very stable when you use it. We have like one engine in each wheel. So it's like very powerful. You can go up to 50 miles per hour.
How fast? 50 miles per hour.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
The idea is not to go as fast, but we need a lot of couple to go on the sand, on the mountain. Because we love to use it in the beach, you know, it's like a sensation of freedom, just really amazing.
So how does it give you the sensation of skiing that's different, that's somehow different than rollerblading?
It's the first pattern that we create, like a front pivot system, which firstly reproduces the same feel as traditional skiing. So
he's turning the wheel and it's kind of rotating
exactly.
In a lot of different positions.
You know, exactly like, with the real ski, so you have just to curve, but for the acceleration and the brake, you have the handle. In the UN, so you accelerate, you brake.
Okay, so that's just a handheld thing.
Exactly.
That you've got, he's got in his hand that's got a...
This is a patent too, because when you finish to use it, you just lock it, and you have a telescopic handle for an easy transport.
Okay, so I've got to describe that to the audio listeners. He was holding something, looks like a controller, like for a VR headset.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it looks like, that loops around your hand, and he had a little dial where he's dialing the acceleration. And then he popped it in between the two skis, and then pulled out a telescopic handle, and that's how you carry these.
Exactly.
Wow. How much do these weigh?
The cost?
The weight first.
The weight. Okay, it's 12.5 kilo, so it's just like 6 kilo in each foot. So, you know, it's exactly the same way of traditional skiing with the boots on the ski.
Oh, okay. So now the entire platform where your foot goes, that's got a lot of friction under there, that pops out and that's the battery?
Exactly. You have one battery in each foot. You can travel 30 kilometers at a steady speed of 25 kilometers per hour.
Not in sand.
No, yeah, it's sand too, but it depends on your weight.
Slow down. Yeah, right.
But we have a removable battery. So if you want to make more than 30 kilometers, you can change it in just 5 seconds.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we've watched while we've been doing the interview, one of the other gentlemen has just been popping the batteries in and out and in and out as we're talking. So, yeah, it's obviously very easy to do. When is this product expected to be available?
This morning. We launched the crowdfunding campaign this morning on the Indiegogo. And we do like a 33% off for the 15th first backer. So
okay.
I even think everyone to support us.
And how much is it going to cost?
The wheel cost retailer is 2,400, but for now in the campaign crowdfunding, it's 1,600.
Okay.
So very big discount.
Get in early on Indiegogo, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So where would people go to find out more about Skwheel?
Tell me.
Where would people go to find out more about Skwheel?
You can go on the website, on the social media, or
What's the website?
The website's squheel.com.
So that's SKWHEEL.com.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you very much. This was really interesting. It looks fun.
Thank you, too.
All right. To describe this to you, I because this is an audio podcast, and it's kind of a neat concept. This is a cross between three things for me. When snowboards were just becoming popular, they didn't have the clips in where you just clicked your boots in. They had just bindings that were fixed to the board. So it's a little bit like those where you would, you know, ratchet your feet into the board, if you're familiar with that. It's also a little bit of an electric scooter. So it's got that feel to it as well. And then it's also, after going to Squeal's website, it's also got the braces that Forrest Gump wore on his legs. It's got that feel to it. And actually, it's got more of the Forrest Gump braces feel to it than it does any of the other two things that I talked about, just based on their website. At a price over $2,000, these are outside of what I would be willing to pay for something like this, but I would be willing to try it. Now, I say that with a caveat, right? I would be willing to try it if I was already retired, because I need to make it another 3 years and 4 months so that I can hit that sweet, sweet retirement date. So I need to be able to, I need to not injure myself catastrophically so that I fall short of my retirement date. But if I was retired and I had good insurance, working for a different, you know, place and a different employer, and I didn't need the use of my legs or arms or shoulder, basically anything that would preclude me from retiring, really important. I started as a volunteer when I was 18 years old. I've been a career firefighter for the last 22 years. I am now 49, so we're talking 31 years in an industry. I really need to go out with a pension. So if you'll do me a favor, go to SKWHEEL.com, take a look at these, and tell me what you think. I think it would be really interesting to hear who wants these and why, or why you wouldn't ever use these and why. All right, everybody, that is it for me today. Let's see, Tuesday, we're going to talk about Ford's 2023 Q4 earnings call. And then Friday, we will have our regular news. I hope you're all doing well. The weather is completely wacky across the world right now, especially here in the United States. So I hope everybody is staying safe and warm. I wish you nothing but the best. And I will talk to you on Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.